Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hopefully we're connected now. There are no interruptions. We connect. You can hear me well. We're going to go ahead and proceed. Amen. So we're talking about explaining to them the kingdom. And he's talking about sowing the word. What we're going to focus on this morning, we're going to focus on the one where it's talking about the word sown among the thorns. So we're going to read St. Mark again. We're going to read verse 2, 3, 7, 14, 18, and 19. So you can hear me. We're going to read St. Mark, 4th chapter, verses 2, 3, 7, 14, 18, and 19. St. Mark, 4th chapter. And it reads, "And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit." Verse 14 reads, "The thorns sowed the word." So that's what's being, the seeds represent the word. And in verse 15, it reads, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the care of this world, and and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." So this morning we're going to talk about conquering cares. Conquering cares. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest. You, God, thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around the world, protecting us, keeping us in their care, God. Thank you for picking up this day that you made. But we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, Father, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat. To receive our
guidance. Okay, hopefully you can hear me. I had to move locations, see if I had to get a better connection. Hey, we're going ahead and continue. This is confirmation that Satan does not want you to get this word. But we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Your word that saves. Your word that heals. Your word that delivers. Your word that sets free, Father. those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you said to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for Holy Spirit, his guidance, his leading, his teaching. Thank you for you, Almighty God. Thank you for considering us. Thank you, Father, for giving us your word that gives us hope. Your word that reminds us of just how good you are and how faithful you are. So, Father, we receive your word. Help us to apply it to our lives and make it personal. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Conquering hell. I'm going to read those scriptures again since we have a better connection. St. Mark, the fourth chapter, 3, 7, 14, 18, and 19. And it reads, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. The sower soweth the word. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, enter in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So we're talking about this morning, conquering cares. Conquering cares. So let's look at some definitions of the word cares. Coming out of the Webster Dictionary. Care. Suffering of mind. Grief. You know how some people say, good grief. Grief is not good. But still, we have to be careful with our words. Good grief. That's what I call an oxymoron. Because there's nothing good about grief. It says suffering of the mind, which is grief. A disquieted state of mixed uncertainty, apprehension, responsibility, a cause for such anxiety, painstaking or watchful attention, maintenance. Anybody ever had maintenance issues? You're driving and all of a sudden that light comes on in your vehicle, that maintenance light, that can cause you to care, to have anxiety, mixed uncertainty. Fear is painstaking or watchful attention. Regard coming from desire or esteem or sting. Charge, supervision. A person or thing that is an object of attention, anxiety, or solicitude. That's what fear is. The word grief. Grief means a deep and poignant distress caused by or lived by bereavement. That's what grief is. An unfortunate outcome, disaster, mishap, misadventure, trouble, annoyance. That's why you should put the word good in front of grief. But care is concern, anxiety, worry, solicitude, that word means of being concerned or anxious, attentive care or protectiveness, an attitude of earnest concern or attention, a cause of care or concern. That's what solicitude means. So all care is taking your attention away from the Word of God. So we're going to talk about conquering cares this morning. And I want to read verses 18 and 19 in different translations so we can get a better understanding of what it's saying. Amen. St. Mark 4th chapter. Verses 18 and 19. I want to read it in the Amplified Bible first. And it reads, "And the one sown among the thorns are others who hear the word. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless." See, what stuck out to me is when it says it creeps in and choke and suffocate the word. Which is saying that there's life in the word. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews 4th chapter. Verse 12. And it reads, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder, of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But let me read it in the Amplified Bible. Hebrews 4th chapter, 12th verse. Listen to this. It says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and of the deepest parts of the nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. But what I wanted to point out is, it says, for the word of God, the word that God speaks, is alive, alive, full of power. So that's why over in Mark, when it says the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for things, but other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruit. Chokes and suffocates the word. Takes the life out of the word. Why? Because of the cares of the world, anxiety, distraction. It comes so that the word don't connect to faith. Because once the word connects to faith, so that's why I say that the cares of the world comes in and chokes the word so that it doesn't get connected to faith. So that's why I said earlier, challenge you to use your faith to connect to the word of God. Use your faith to connect to the word of God. Let's read that again, and we're going to read it in the Message Bible. The Message Bible. Page 1, 4th chapter, 18 and 19 verse. Says, and some are like the seed that lands in the ground. Well, that's stone. 18 and 19. The seed cast in the weeds represents the ones who hear the kingdom news. The ones that hear the kingdom news, but are overwhelmed with worries
about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes up. They hear the kingdom music, but are overwhelmed with the worry, all the things they have to do. They have to do. And all the things they want to get. Stress of that strangle what they heard. There it goes again. It chokes. It suffocates. It strangles the word of God. Or it says here, the kingdom news. And what they've heard, nothing comes up. That's what the cares of the world does. It strangles the word. Chokes it. Suffocates it. That the word of God says that we are more than conquerors. That's what we have to believe. Believe what the word says. We are more than conquerors. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. I want to read this. Verses 18 and 19. And some more translations. Just trying to give us an understanding of what this word is saying, talking about the care of the world. The New Living Translation. The New Living Translation. Says the seed that fell among the thorns represent others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. Because no fruit is produced. Fell among thorns. Said they hear the word all too quickly. The message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and a desire for other things.
so no fruit is produced. Distraction. I was watching something on YouTube. My wife says she saw it on the news. But it's a word called BRICS. 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 But those letters, BRICS, stands for nation. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, BRICS. What these nations have done, they've come together to create a new currency. I want you to hear this. It's called BRICS. BRICS. These five nations have come together to create a new currency. And one of the main reasons is to devalue, get rid of the American dollar. Do you see how things are lining up to that one world currency? How things are headed to having certain requirements to buy and sell? That's why this world is so vital. Because it's getting to the point where we can't rely on the world. We can't rely on its financial system. We have to trust in the Word of God. But the things in the world, worry about how are we going to pay this? Or how are we going to get this? It's choking, suffocating, strangling the Word of God. And those are the ones who hear the Word. We're not even talking about those who don't hear the Word. But those who hear the Word are the ones who are being distracted. It's like they're saying, "Dear God, I hear you, but instead of Yes, I'm going through this, but God, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And instead of that, people are saying, yes, God, I know that your word says you shall supply all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But I got to pay these bills. I got to eat. But I need somewhere to stay. That's the mindset. Those who hear the word but have distractions . Another translation calls it weeds. Weeds being mixed in with the good grass. Strangling, choking, suffocating life out of the way. Be not distracted. Be not distracted. The word of God should override the distraction. The distractions should not override the word. Says the word is a lie. And powerful. Let's look at that again. Hebrews 4th chapter, verse 12. Talking about the word of God. As we shared not long ago in reading this scripture, in the Message translation, it reads, God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp. Put emphasis on power. Said his powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense. Laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. Cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense. doubt is worry. Doubt is care. So nothing is more powerful than the Word of God. That's why we shouldn't worry. We shouldn't have anxiety. We shouldn't be suffering as a result of wondering, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Because it's already done. That's the mindset we should not have. Not when, but that. Already done. God said, I am that I am. What do you need? God says, I am that. If you lack anything, He's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord our provider. Whatever you need, then we need. I know we can see that, but I like how the word is just repeating itself. He's everything we need. He's everything we need. I just love to hear that. That echo. Let the word of God echo. I am that I am. What do you need? God says, I am that. What do you need? God says, that I am. So what is your that? What is your need? What is your want? What is your care? What is your word? What are you anxious about? God says, I am that. I am. And even that repeats itself. I am. That I am. He even repeats, I am. So he's I am in the beginning, and he's I am in the end. I am that I am. There's no need to worry. There's no need to care. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, 5th chapter. 1 Peter, 5th chapter. Verse verses 6 and 7. And it reads, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. Casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you. It's not yours to care for. It's not yours to care for. God. Give it to him. Says cast. Casting something is saying, I don't want it. Here. You can have it, God. Mindset we have to have. I don't want these distractions. I don't want this worry. I don't want this anxiety. I don't want this suffering of the mind. Here, God, you take it. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares. Let's go to St. Matthew. St. Matthew 6 chapter. St. Matthew 6. Told y'all Satan, y'all trying to hear this word. He did not want y'all to hear this word. This word. Think back to the sixth chapter. Starting at verse 24. We'll read out the King James Version. And it reads, no man, man is universal. So no man, no woman, no one, nobody can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and man. Cannot serve God and man. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought. See, when I looked up the word care in the Greek, one of the definitions is to take thought. That's what the word care means. to take thought. So it says, take no thought. So if it says take no thought, that's saying have no care. Don't worry. Don't be distracted. Don't be stressed. Just take no thought for your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Feedeth, that ETH attached to the word feed means that it's not just one time. He continuously feed them. Says, your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought? Which of you by worrying? Which of you by stressing? Which of you by caring? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Why worry about raiment? Why care about raiment? Why stress about raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? That's the problem there. That's the issue. That's the root. Little faith. Lack of faith in the word of God. Put more faith in the cares of the world, but little faith in the word of God. Therefore, there are those three words again. Take no thought. Therefore, don't worry. Therefore, don't be distracted. Therefore, don't be stressed. Therefore, don't care. There's nothing wrong with not caring. Not caring is not bad. Once you understand what caring is, because the question is, what are you caring about? Not what are you caring for, but what are you caring about? That's the question. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. It's not a surprise. It's not catching God off guard. God is not shocked about you needing something. He already knows what you need. But, my God, shall supply all your needs according to his riches. To his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. By his word. That's how. It's through his word. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought. Don't worry. Don't stress. Don't be distracted. Don't care. For the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let me read that in the Amplified Bible. It says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Look at what mammon is. Deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. That's what mammon is. You can't serve God and deceitful riches. You can't serve God and money. You can't serve God and possessions. You can't serve God and put your trust in something else. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy. Perpetually uneasy is anxious and worry about your life. So stop worrying about your life. Stop being anxious about your life. In one translation, it says to be diseased. Some people are so worried, are so concerned, are so caring about their life that they're sick. And some even say it. They say, quote, I am sick and tired. Speaking it. Stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. What you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food? And the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Keeps feeding them. That's what feedeth means. He keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, a cubit, to his stature? Or to the span of his life. And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green, and tomorrow tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O you of little faith? I don't know about you. That is so embarrassing to be called by Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. It's so embarrassing for Jesus to say to someone, O ye of little faith. Therefore, do not worry. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious. Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to work? Where? For the Gentiles, heathen. That's what he called the Gentiles, heathens, unbelievers, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom. And his righteousness, seek his word. And his way of doing things. That's what his righteousness means. His way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. So do not worry or be anxious. That's the word. Do not worry or be anxious. Do not worry or be anxious. But trust in the word of God. Trust in the word of God. Conquering care. We're more than conquerors. And because we're more than conquerors, we should not be worrying. About anything that's concerning our life. Our life is our Father's concern. Our life is our Father's concern. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for caring for us. Thank you, Father, for taking care of us. Thank you, Father, for never leaving nor forsaking us. Thank you, Father, for always being there. Thank you, Father, for being everything we need. Therefore, we will not worry. We will not be anxious. We will not care. We will not take thought concerning our life. Because our life is your concern. And thank you, Father. All of our need, according to your riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. We love you. We thank you. And we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Conquering cares. Cares is concern, anxiety, riches, earnest, and suffering. That's what we're conquering. We should not have earnest concerns regarding the world, but we should have earnest expectation regarding the Word of God. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed, Appointed Word Ministry, Brother Norman Woods. I thank y'all for bearing with me. But we got through this word. We got what we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're wonderful.